Hey, Al Paramito from Paramito Group. You know, today is going to be a day about reflecting on health and fitness. You know, two topics I really, really enjoy. And I want to just go off on a little bit of a tangent here with you to talk about, you know, how to get started in this whole process, because I follow a very specific rule of thumb. It's called the brain train first. So what really happens when you say, I'm going to go get healthy, get lose weight, and get back in the gym? Typically, what you'll do is you'll go to Planet Fitness, LA Fitness, go buy a gym membership, go in a gym, do a couple of exercises, or not really knowing what you're doing, or follow somebody on YouTube to get a program and go in a gym and try to get healthy. Or you'll go to Weight Watchers or some other kind of diet program out there and you'll start eating better. But the problem we have here is that most of those elements you'll be acting on, you know, you're set up to fail. Because one thing you have to know and what you have to figure out in the very, very beginning is you have to train your brain, right? So we're looking at the brain train program right now. So what we're going to do is not go into a gym, not get a diet plan, not really figure out what we're going to do to get healthy. But what I really want you to do is this. I want you to really find out how you can plan consistency. And consistency is really the key here. And it sounds very obvious, of course, but it's very difficult. Most of us will be consistent on getting up in the morning, taking a shower, taking care of children, going to work, and that's the routine we go through because we're consistent in doing that and we're successful in those elements, but we fail to realize why we're not so consistent in our health and our wellness. So, you know, what you have to really figure out here is, you know, why is it that you don't like going to the gym? Or why is it that you really have not been proactive and getting a long-term activity plan together to lose weight and get healthy? So psychologically, what normally happens is this. Your brain says, you know, equates exercise with pain. And that pain is work, right? So ultimately, you're already dictating that exercise equals pain and also a lot of work. And it's true. We as human beings, as you know, Neanderthals really want to not go in that direction. We biologically and by nature run from pain and hard work typically if we can avoid it. You know, we are, you know, we're sort of like water. We'll find the easiest crack and we'll follow that easiest crack whether it is to our benefit or not. So, you know, throughout our life, we actually made decisions that were easy. You know, I'll grab, you know, something quick off the shelf rather than going home and cooking something for myself or picking up something healthy from the store and eating that because it takes a lot more work in order to do that. So when you actually think about your vacation time, you think of leisure, you think of pleasure, but you don't equate exercise with pleasure. And that's something you really have to train your brain to think in that element because the byproduct, in fact, it's really the opposite. If you think about your vacation and your leisure in that vacation and actions you do in the vacation, which is drinking probably alcohol or you're eating some very poor food and you're laying around and typically you're relaxed because you're not doing any of that work. Ultimately, those actions, when you come back from the vacation, you're gaining weight. You're not, you're high strung because you're going back into a work environment. So, you know, when I look at vacations, I look at the opposite sometimes. I look at it being an area where I have to be careful with and making sure that I don't fall in that routine. So you really have to look at, you know, how do you actually train your brain to think exercise and eating healthy is the best way for you to get healthy and get in the gym. Well, you have to look at the byproducts of exercise. Let's take exercise for 1 second. The byproduct of exercise is not only your physical element, you know, because let's face it, if you start exercising today and you haven't exercised in the past and you wake up the next day, you will see nothing in the mirror. I mean, you won't see yourself lose weight. You won't see any change in your body stature or anything like that. And if you go the next day and a week or 2 weeks, you may not see anything either. So you're thinking in your back of your mind, well, this is not helping me because you can't see it. But what you can't see is what is inside you changing. All the chemical balances are being reconfigured and realigned in your physiology to order for you to accelerate the growth in your muscle mass or your deceleration of your weight. So one thing that we also can't see is how the chemical conversion in our body affects our mood swings. You know, if I exercise a lot, and I'm sure you do, if you're stressed or hyper, have anxiety, your mood is enhanced with exercise. You know, if you have anxiety or high stress, those will be limited with exercise. If you have mental health issues, depression, for example, they can be eliminated or curtailed with exercise. But they are not things you can see in the mirror. They're not things that you can physically look at and say, these are things that exercise will do for me. And therefore, what we tend to do is that we say, well, if I can't see them and somebody else can't see them because our relationships want us to look as best as we can because our society views us in a very superficial manner as far as what our body type is, and we want love, we want relationships, we want all this accolades from people telling us, you look great, you lost weight. But in the beginning, what do we say? Oh, I just started the gym. You know, I'm just starting, don't judge me now. You know, I'll talk to you in a month from now if I'm still doing it. So we're always looking at the outside world as being somebody who has to give us emotional security about the actions we're taking to improve our life. And this may or may not be you, but majority of the population, you know, if you look at it and you say to yourself, okay, what is the actions I've done, which are very small on a daily basis, that helps me get my waistline down or curtails my eating habits or gets me in the gym, you probably won't have a really long list. Now, if you go and say to yourself, do I brush my teeth twice a year? You would say, absolutely not. That's crazy. Why would somebody do that? It's not good for you. Absolutely. So when you wake up in the morning, you brush your teeth every day for 2 minutes a day, and you don't think about what it looks like. You know it's good for you. So that's why you do it. But you don't have somebody at work saying, hey, your teeth look really good. Now, if you get a Panera's, you get some kind of cosmetic dentistry. Yes, I'm sure people will tell you that. But in your own mind, those small little actions you took in the morning for your oral health, they're for you. You know that's what you have to do every morning, those little steps. So whether it be going to the gym and doing it this consistently over a very long period of time, not talking about a month or 2 months or 3 months or 6 months. This is a year, 2, 3, 4 years process. And if you can consistently do that and convert your mind from exercise to pleasure rather than exercise the pain equivalent in your mind, you will definitely be the person that you want to be in the future. But we all want to, you know, follow this tribe out there. And maybe you may have a person, a good friend of yours, who is not into health, who just wants to party, go out in the clubs, enjoy life, and not worry about everything else. I mean, I have a friend of mine who has all the money in the world. He is extremely overweight, and he's stressed out, has anxiety, has a lot of things that he knows he has, but he is unwilling to make those decisions because his pleasure points are not equivalent to exercise, equivalent to pain and to work. But he'll work, you know, 15 hours a day if he has to, which is a lot of pain somebody can take at a work, you know, life. So work-life balance is really important. You know, if you have somebody in your life that is actually not bringing you up every day, and it could be your spouse. I remember when I was married, you know, us guys sometimes go to the gym and then our wives get pregnant, and sometimes more so than not, you know, wives do not want their husbands to work out, or vice versa. Husbands who are out of shape and their wives are working out and looking good don't want that because there's a lot of insecurity in themselves because they believe that somebody else is going to look at them and wanting to, you know, take them from them. So, you know, you have to make sure, at least if you have a spouse that is going through these emotional things, you sit down with them and tell them why you're doing it. And then hopefully they will come along with you in that journey. If you have friends that are still in that college mode of partying and drinking and, you know, doing all the bad eating habits you want, ultimately you have to make a decision in 2019. Is that the tribe you want to be with? Is that the kind of people that will motivate you to be better than yourself? So, you know, first step is really, you know, is really setting your brain for a level of consistency to do very small tasks over a very long period of time that will show you results in a month, 2 months, 3 months or so. And these could be, you know, something you do on your own, and you might like doing these things on your own because it gives you a sense of accomplishment. You don't like anybody, you know, influencing you in your training. You know, I know when I train sometimes with some guys, and we push each other and we help, you know, motivate each other when we don't have to. You know, one thing, if you are not this kind of person, I'm a morning person. I get up at 4:30 every morning. I can go to the gym and work out till 7:30. Most people can't do that because they have a baby at home or they have obligations at home and they can't get out of the house to do these actions. And you, first of all, you might not be a morning person. You might be a afternoon guy or a girl, or, you know, going after work. I'm not that person, but you might very well be that person. The point is that you have to make sure that whoever motivates you to get in that gym, whether it be somebody else or a spouse or a friend, you know, make sure you have that set up within your consistency schedule to see that person is going to help you achieve those goals. And if you have somebody who likes to talk to you while you work out and waste half hour of your time because they're talking to you, that's not a person you want to be in the gym with. That's not a person that wants to motivate you. That's somebody who wants to be somebody who wants you to be their psychiatrist in the morning and dump all their problems or talk about bullshit that reality is that will never improve your life. So avoid the people who love to talk. The silent people are the ones you want to work with, the intense people. But so you have to find your tribe. So find that tribe. It may be in, you know, CrossFit. CrossFit community is very close in the community. They're very much, you know, have a very good consistency in a culture. A weightlifting, you know, program like I do, probably not so much. It's probably more individualized. You're not going to get a bunch of guys getting together and lifting weights together. You might get one person or one girl to do that with you. Ultimately, that's an individual, you know, sport that takes a lot of mental toughness, a lot of discipline, a lot of consistency. So if you haven't been training for a long period of time, you know, like I've been training for 20 years, I have already this embedded in me that I have to wake up in the morning, get to the gym, because if I don't, all my moods will be enhanced. You know, they won't be enhanced. So yeah, I'll be miserable. And you can ask my wife that. She will tell you, I am not a happy person when I don't go to the gym. I do have increased anxiety because all the weights of the world are not out of my head, and I'm just thinking about them. And of course, mental health. I mean, can you get depressed a little bit? Absolutely. I mean, I think anybody who doesn't really push those endorphins in their brain, because we're made up of chemicals, that is a big issue. And then, well, listen, we're in December, you know, we're in January, so it's the winter months. You know, sun goes down earlier, so we get dark sooner. So we have the, you know, position of being a little bit depressed during this time of the year. This is a great time to be in the gym and set your goal up for the summertime. Your goal is not February, March. It is going in on the beach, right? And what do you feel as though you want to be like on the beach? Now, if you're extremely overweight, you might not get there this year. You know, it's like anything else in the world. Yeah, you might not get there this year, and that's fine. Your goal is not this year. Your goal is maybe next year, okay? but you have to set a realistic goal. You can talk to anybody out in the marketplace and they could say to you, do this program and you'll lose weight and you'll be fit within, you know, 60 minute abs or whatever, maybe whatever the program is. It's all bullshit. It really is. It comes down to fundamentals. And I think this is where we as a culture in business and in personal life, we have forgotten this. We've forgotten that basic fundamentals and taking small steps. And I'm no saint about this. I've also, you know, gone off and thought that doing big, you know, moves like this would work. And also, honestly, they don't. You really have to, you know, drill down on what you want. So my suggestion to you is this, you know, we're going to do this brain train kind of program. And I want to basically look at you and give you some instructions that we can follow on a daily basis. And it could be a journal, could be something that's going to help you. You know, it could be a support mechanism we put together for you. But I really want to make sure we have this intact, because if we don't, you're just going to be spinning your wheels and it's not going to be something that's going to be working for you. So, you know, go to the gym every day and eat healthy. That's really the two things. Now, what's the balance between the two? If you're just starting off and you think that exercise is the only thing that's going to stand your way of getting your goals and you can eat anything you want during the week, you're wrong. Actually, it's the opposite. If you look at how people lose weight, how people change their body, it's a 60-40 split. What I mean by that is 60% of what you do in life is outside of the gym. 40% of the work you put in the gym, it really equates to what your end goal is going to be. So that might be a little bit of a challenge because it's not easy to get in the gym for an hour or so. But if you're spending 8-9 hours outside the gym, well, a lot of the stuff you do just done that day, and you're eating, you know, buffalo wings, or you're drinking alcohol excessively. I'm not saying you have to give those up. On the contrary, you can probably still eat those foods, but you have to eat them once a week. And it's always called a cheat day, but Sunday is my cheat day. I have pasta. I carb everything up on Sunday. Yours might be having a glass of wine on Saturday, for example, or a glass of, you know, a beer. But the reality is that you can't have excessive amounts of it anymore. You can't have a six pack of beer. You can't have, you know, 3 glasses or 4 glasses of wine, because ultimately everything in those containers you're looking at is based on sugar. And if you equate anything you look at right now, and we talk about consistency, you know, you have to consistently look at each and every item of food you take in your body. And you don't have to go on these keto diets. You don't have to go on these paleo diets. These diets are made to trick the body and do something it's not willing to do naturally. You know, so, you know, you can do intermittent fasting in the morning, for example, if you think that's going to help you improve your physiology. You know, what I do in the morning, as you say, I go 4:30 in the morning. I don't eat anything until I get back at 8 o'clock. So that means from the time I go to bed, which is 10:30 or so, from the entire day going forward, it's almost 12 hours by the time I actually eat something. But my body's already kicked on the engines of wanting food to burn off, and that's why I feed it. If you feed an engine that is actually dormant, the engine doesn't know what to do with the food. It just goes to fat. So you gotta understand and listen to your body. Everybody's, you know, physiology is different. You know, we're all very different individuals. You know, body type, you know, guys hold their, you know, fat in their gut, women in their buttocks, you know. So there's a lot of things that you have to do that might be different from the other person. So we can go over those training programs in the next sessions. But I think what's really, really important is really the first essence of what this podcast is about is really consistency. And it sounds very basic. It sounds that, you know, something anybody would tell you to do. But the reality is how you do it. You know, what is the plan of action that you can change your life around a little bit, not drastically, to make it work? You know, if you have a partner at home, spouse, you know, maybe they can go, you know, and watch the children while you go to work, or you or go to the gym. You can get up earlier, you know, in the morning. Most gyms get open at 5 o'clock in the morning. 24-hour fitnesses are open 24 hours a day. I had a friend of mine who she used to go at 12 o'clock at night. You know, that was her routine. So there really is no excuse to, for not being there. It's just how you set your support system up so you can consistently do things on a daily basis that improve your life. So what I'm going to do is, those of you who want to have a schedule, you know, you can see on the podcast is my email address. If you wish to have something on the Brain Train schedule, I will send you a worksheet on how to actually do that. So it's a free of charge. All you have to do is just send me your email information, name, and also if you have an idea of your body type and how much weight you want to lose, some information on that. This is the first part of probably multiple different podcasts and webinars we're going to do around getting yourself healthy and getting to training. So this is the very first fundamental step in this process. And don't discount it. Really, honestly, this is probably the most important thing out of all the programs you're going to hear going forward, because this is the part we have to train your brain into thinking differently about exercise. Think yourself differently about eating good foods. You know, when you are in a high sugar diet or a high salt diet, your body is conditioned and your taste buds are conditioned to have those accelerants in your body. It's like having a drug in your system. You ever hear a drug dealer or a drug addict always talking about, I need more, I need more, I need more, because the body is conditioned to say, well, we're at a higher level, we'll take that into account, but we need more to get the same euphoria. And that's what it's all about. It's all about the pleasure center of the brain when you eat these kinds of foods. So you need to cut those things down, you know, to a reasonable level. It's going to take about a good month to detox from a high sugar diet, or might be longer. You know, if you're still sort of weaning your way off of those elements, if you're somebody who goes to work with a Pepsi, you know, or a Coca-Cola, some kind of diet beverage or sugary beverage, even your coffee. I mean, let's think about it. If you go to a convenience store and you have a coffee, you have a, you know, a French vanilla coffee, if you look at the sugar content of the French vanilla that's in that coffee, it's off the chart. So you can say, well, I only drink coffee in the morning. Well, think about what's in that coffee. You know, caffeine itself, by itself, is not the greatest thing in the world for you. You know, you need a lot of water in your diet to do this. And you have to be consistently drinking water in the gym and outside the gym throughout the day in order to get this to go. And I'm going to put that in a program as well for the diet program that I'm going to show you later on down the road. So, you know, what we have to do together is you have to really, we're going to rethink your brain today and get this, you know, go in the right direction. So if you really want a stunning body in the future, if you're looking to get a really, you know, different waistline, so what we'll do today is this. We're going to cut the episode off today for you really quickly, because I can go on a rant here for a long time about this. And I don't want to do that. I want you guys to just absorb what I told you about on the consistency level of really retraining your brain. We're going to actually take this up in the next podcast. This is podcast number 4, Power Media Group, Al Paramito, Health and Fitness. We're going to actually take this into the next level, into our brain train. I'll probably eventually break this out into its own podcast when we think about this, because health and fitness is a big topic. We can't cover everything in this this podcast today. So I'm going to give you little tidbits in the main podcast through our media group. And then what we'll do is we'll break it out when we have more of an audience around it. So remember, our information is on our podcast heading there, powermediagroup@gmail.com. Send me your information. If you have any kind of questions or wanting to know anything about health and fitness, let's talk about it. Let's get healthy in the new year and let's get going. Take care.